Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Plain South Shore Creek Bluegrass Festival. How's everybody doing? We pretty much have a full house tonight. That's fantastic. We're really happy about that. How many of you have never been here before?
That somebody there.
That's fantastic. You six, do you know how many years we've been here? How many years have we been here, people? 50 years! Yay! And the person who started the Frank Salvage, I didn't ask her tonight, but would you please stand up? Is Nancy Ellen. She is the one with the dream right here. We are a nonprofit organization, and we have all kinds of music, and tonight is obviously an all kind bluegrass. And we have jazz, and we have singer-songwriter, and you know a lot of you, since most of you have been here, know what kind of music we have. If you're still using paper, we still have a calendar here. You can, May on one side, June on the other. You can go online and buy tickets, or you can just listen to some of the music there. I want to mention that we have a campaign for a Play It Forward, and it's a $2.2 million goal, which is to help bring in music from all over the world and even keep this place upgraded. And we thank those of you who are members already, and anybody who wants to become a member. Anyone wants to give $2.2 million tonight, then we're all over, right? Okay. I wanted to bring up that we have these t-shirts out there. We have them in purple and we have them in yellow, and it's a remembrance of this wonderful weekend. And I want to also bring up that tomorrow night is a great show as well, and we have lots of great bands. And the workshops tomorrow in jams, we have the mandolin workshop, we have a bass workshop, a youth jam, that would be so much fun. And those are at around 11. And we have a dobro workshop, duet singing workshop with Gloria and Tom. By the way, Tom Rosen designed this t-shirt. Slow jam with Richard Brandenburg, fiddle workshop, Jimmy Rogers songs workshop. So I have these up in the front, so do check it out. We'd love to see you here tomorrow in the day. Let's see what else I can chatter about. This will be three bands, and there will be there'll be 10-minute breaks in between, and they'll be really 10 minutes. So get your alcohol and your tea and your things as quickly as you can. And we have exit signs, one to your left, right, through the doors, restrooms, through the lobby, and also upstairs. And we know that you don't have any cell phones, but in case anybody does in here, please do turn them on to stun and stun yourselves. No video, please. You can go to the back if you're going to do anything like that in the background. No flash. All right, we want to again thank the Bluegrass Pride on the gallery stage out there. So tonight, opening the evening of all, we have Jeff Scroggins in Colorado, and it's a father and son, and so we have multi-generations in here. And I asked if they were from Colorado, and they said, mostly America. So let's welcome Jeff Scroggins and Colorado.
Yeah, okay, what happened?
I'm so Well, we're really happy to be back here in Berkeley, California, and this is California, top five states, easy, totally easy. And as our name suggests, we're kind of, you would think we'd be from Colorado, and you would have been right like 5 years ago, but now it's a little more confusing. And in fact, a lot of things I'm going to say tonight are going to seem confusing because I'm going to use the same tone of voice for every single one of them, and they won't all seem true, but they are, mostly. I'll let you know if they
are. They are occasionally jokes.
Oh, well, they'll be jokes. You'll know it's a joke if there's laughing, so. Yeah. The first weird thing I'm going to say is that we're going to do a song next. This is one that the Country Gentleman used to do. Last year would have been 61 years, the Country Gentleman there. And it's a band, really important bluegrass band. And this is one that was actually written by Mel Tillis. Yeah, that Mel Tillis. There's not really, I don't know if there's another one. Probably somewhere.
Probably, yes.
Okay, Mel Tillis, about a song about a mountain in Switzerland, and you're going to think, whoa, those metric units are wrong. They don't use metric in Switzerland, so, oh wait, maybe they do. I don't remember it.
I'll tell you who doesn't use metric, it's Mel Tillis.
Well,
yeah.
I guess not.
He does not.
Anyway, here's one. Oh, is everybody, none of those notes.
There's some tuning to happen.
Okay, so this next part's a joke. Well, my, okay.
We started out from Bern one sunny August morn. There was just the four of us against the Matterhorn. There was out with the Australian and down the Irish mountain. We lost John Rations, but we moved. Now I'm building a mine in an avalanche of snow. And here I am all alone and I cannot stop. Just 2 more yards in front of me before I reach the bottom.
Metropolis, Dibble, Oklahoma, and they have called it the Berkeley of Oklahoma. I think it's been a while since I've been there, but now he lives, well, he spends a lot of time in British Columbia, I think is the way I'm supposed to say it, but he's a two-time national banjo champion, and he puts the Jeff Scroggins and Jeff Scroggins in Colorado. He's also my dad. Would you give him a hand? This is Jeff Scroggins. Thank you very much.
Very, very nice to be here in Berkeley, California, at the Freight and Salvage. This is one of those places that I've been hearing this name for about 30 years, and thinking, wow, it'd be cool to make it out there and do that sometime.
You made it.
Today was the day. So, This is a really awesome event. Great. Just so happy to get part of it. And I'm going to play a banjo tune for you just in celebration of that. I'm going to play a banjo tune that it's actually a mandolin tune, I suppose. It's written by Bill Monroe, and it's written, named after a place there in the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia called Roanoke.
I'd like to introduce our fiddle player. It's just like a bass, but smaller. She's from Portland, Oregon. She's an old-time fiddle champion, a Rocky Grass fiddle champion, and last year, the International Bluegrass Music Association nominated her for the Instrumentalist of the Year Momentum Award. Let's give her a hand. This is Ellie Hawkinson, everybody. Recorded a new record that'll be out later this year, and Ellie made her kind of lead vocal debut there on that record, and you can pick that up. Well, we'll talk more about that later, but right now we'll do one that I think will be recorded on that record, unless you changed your mind.
I did want to do that Justin Bieber song.
Oh, like, which one's that? Oh, the one I like. I do like that one.
You know, as a favor to you.
I appreciate it. But, you know, it's not all about me. why don't we do that other one?
The One Direction one that I like so much?
I didn't think you'd go for the double joke. maybe that Hazel Dickens one.
Sure, let's do that Hazel Dickens one.
Why couldn't the lifeguard save the hippie? This is a joke. Why couldn't the lifeguard save the hippie?
Why?
He was too far out, man.
Thank you.
Now for this incredibly sad and delicate song. Just a few
and this is my pleasure to introduce the fellow playing guitar. He's originally from West Virginia. He's a little slow on that one. Now he's living in Kansas City, Kansas, or just outside of it, and he's... Oh, there you go.
Got a neighbor.
Go Wildcats.
Jayhawks.
Oh, I lived in Kansas, I remember. He's a really great guitar player, clearly, and a great singer, clearly. And he's won quite a few awards for it. He was nominated twice, in fact, by the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music in America. It's kind of like the IBM, but just a little different. Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music in America, Male Vocalist of the Year Award nominee twice, and then 5 times consecutively, he won their Guitar Player of the Year Award. Just give him a hand. This is Greg Blake. It's a great record, and it features quite a few great Californians, something like that. And this next one was actually written by one. Oh, and she's here. This is a Lori Lewis song, and Lori helped sing on this record of Greg's. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I'm a fan.
I too am a fan. This is one called "The Hills of My Home."
That's true, I've got rental, I sing to anyone this way. From the highest mountaintops, my soul is sprouting wings. And in life's dark valleys, when it seems all hope's gone, the thought of you's home gives me strength again. Those hills hug around me and my hair's stuck in. And resting on those sunny slopes, I truly understand what it's like to be held in the palm of God's hand.
But we have a few CDs out there as well. We have one as a band called Ramblin' Feels Good. That was the song we opened with, and then I moved recently and I found a box of our old CD. So there's one of those out there. That's called Western Branches. And I also play in a duet here in the Bay Area called Scroggins and Rose. Thank you. The only other time I played the Freight was with Alyssa Rose here for Scroggins and Rose, opening for Hot Rides, which was a lot of fun. But we made a record together, and it's out there. It's called Grena, and it's a lot of violin instrument, violin and mandolin, fiddle mandolin instrumentals, duets, a lot of fun. Max, you guys can use that for me? He doesn't. All right. Well, we also out there. Oh, okay. So three things in quick succession. One, normally I'm a little easier to spot. This is, you know, I'm like a guy in America. I'm wearing a flannel. You know, I don't really stick out right now. But normally I try to, so that you can come find me, because we are pre-selling our new record, and I have a little book. It has a Pegasus on it, and I'll write your name in it if you give me $20, and I'll send you our new CD when it comes out. Yes. Thank you. And it'll be a lot of fun. But right now, I don't really stick out, because here's a second kind of weird thing. We were all in Shelton, Washington this morning, pretty much. And we flew here, and we're going to Topanga tomorrow because, you know, you gotta make a living. But the airline lost my suitcase, so I don't have any of my fancy clothes. Oh, I know, it's very sad. I know. I'll get it back. But in the meantime, I am playing a little bit later, and I'd like to not wear the shirt that I flew in. So if anybody, this goes for men or women, if you've seen the show before, I would love a different shirt if somebody really would love me a shirt. Men,
you wear one.
Can we throw clothes at you?
Please throw clothes at me. No, I'm a men's small, women's medium, and so anyway. Third unlikely thing, we did a bluegrass cruise. Maybe this is the more unlikely part. It was really cool, and we're doing it again. And you're invited. We're not just bragging up here. It's this February, and it leaves out Long Beach, goes to Mexico. Ensenada. Did you know they invented the margarita in Ensenada? At least that's what the tour guide told me. So it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll have some flyers out there for the cruise. This is the unofficial, no, excuse me, I forgot, bonafide cruise theme song.
No, excuse me. Very unofficial cruise theme song.
Unauthorized at worst. Cruise theme song. This is a Blind Strokes gospel number. This is one called Take Me in Your Lifeboat.
Take me in your lifeboat, Lord, take me in your lifeboat. In the fairest fair of all. The clouds are so heavy, the winds are so loud. Thunder is rolling, bursting in the clouds. I pray for the chief mates, the ones they have done. They crooked eyes, they're
play you one off of that aforementioned, don't remember, didn't do very well in school. We'd like to do one off of that record that I was talking about before. This is a tune that my dad wrote. Dad, I know we're not in Washington anymore, so it's not quite as topical, but would you like to tell them the story of how you wrote this tune?
Sure, sure.
I'll tell you. Yeah. So I wrote this song or this tune as a work a couple of years ago when we were touring in Oregon, up the Pacific Northwest coast, and we played in a town called Clatskanie, Oregon, which you've probably never heard of. I hadn't. And we were driving to Washington. When you do that, you go through Astoria, Oregon, and you cross over a huge bridge. You cross the Columbia River. I got across there, I was really tired, I pulled over to rest, I parked, I looked up, and there was a sign that said, Dismal Ditch. And it was October, which means in Oregon and Washington that it was raining. And but it was still quite an amazing spot, and it seemed like a cool name for the song. But I read the sign, and it actually was a National Historic Marker. It's where Lewis and Clark first reached the Pacific Ocean. They camped there for 57 days. And it rained all 57 days. And we've gotten to play this, we've done a lot of touring the last couple of years. We've played this song all over the place. We played it in Virginia, and a guy told me a story that made it even cooler to me, because he told me that when Lewis and Clark were deciding where they were going to camp there, they voted on it. And when they did that, they allowed a black slave by the name of York and their guide, Sacagawea, to vote in this vote. And it was the first time in an official U.S. government capacity that a black man and woman voted in the United States, and it happened in the state of Washington. On the West Coast. Which I think is cool. So, anyway, without further ado, tune in. Here we go.
With slightly more.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, great.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
I'll make you a deal. We'll play one of them, and then if you clap a bunch, we'll play the other one. That didn't sound true. That wasn't a joke. I can tell you a joke. Why did, wait. You heard about those new corduroy pillows?
No.
They're really making headlines. Thank you. We are just going to do one more song. We've had a really great time playing for you here at the Berkeley Bluegrass Festival. Thank you so much, everybody. We're a bluegrass band. It's 2018. You can find us on the internet, all the usual sorts of places. And I appreciate you coming to this festival. I hope you'll patronize all the other bluegrass in California events. California means a lot to me. Oh, I need to renew my CPA membership. Sorry, Darby. No, I'll just pay you tonight, Darby. it's really important. I would encourage you to join the CPA and to also donate to Bluegrass Pride. I am very serious about that shirt. I don't want to wear this shirt in an hour, so please bring me a shirt. It'll be an honor. Here's one off of that aforementioned record of, oh, there's a shirt here. Oh, this is nice. I appreciate this, sir. Please don't leave this with me. I'll come find you. Where was I? Oh, can you introduce me?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We would be remiss if we didn't let you know who's directing traffic up here, and he's also, you know, begging for a wardrobe change as well. And while doing that, playing a pretty fine job on the mandolin, singing the harmony part. If I do say so myself, he's one of the finest young men that you'll ever find walking on the face of the earth. And in addition to that, the International Bluegrass Music Association recognized that this young man is one of the up-and-coming rising stars of the bluegrass music industry, and they awarded him the Momentum Award in the category of instrumentalist last year in Raleigh, North Carolina, September 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a big birthday welcome to Mr. Tristan Scruggs.
Thank you very much. All right, that's enough stalling. Here's the last song. This is one called One Morning in May.
Old man.
everybody.